got chums on.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
I once knew the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I once knew the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Alright, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 88. I'm C4.
I'm Kobar.
And this is Ribble.
And we got Ribo on the phone again, Mr. Jaded himself.
That's me.
Our friend, welcome back. It's so good to have you, and particularly this time, you're about to kick our ass, because you went down to E3.
Yes, I did.
Which is incredible. And I actually have one thing that we have to talk about that is not E3 related. First, just so we can get it out of the way. And it actually still kind of involves E and 3, and I'm talking about Episode 3 of Star Wars. Now, I take it you went and saw this.
Oh, of course.
Opening day.
You did
opening
too?
Day. Yeah, opening day.
You both went? Yeah. I feel so out of the loop.
I woke up early before work so I could stand in line and watch it.
You did not.
I did too.
Oh, my God.
I even went on to Fandango and bought tickets early.
Do you know how sick and tired I got of seeing people walking around with lightsabers like it was an everyday accessory? It was driving me nuts.
It's episode 3, man. Come on.
Come on what?
You're not a Star Wars fan. You don't understand how important this one is.
The birth of Darth Vader.
Okay, and that's the only thing that I guess I could see why it would be worth going to see.
Okay, I got a simple explanation for why you need to see this movie. The bad guys win.
Yeah. Then I have to go see this movie. There is no question about it. I have to go see this movie.
If not for anything else, Tobar's right.
All right. Well, then, okay.
Very dark.
I will eat my words, and I will go see this damned movie, because I don't know, man. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I haven't seen the originals in ages. I own them. I have, remember they redid them on DVD? They put the DVD set together?
Yeah, but can't go by that. That really wasn't that great.
I knew this was going to happen. See, I bought that.
I happen to like the special editions.
I think,
oh, come on.
I do. I have no problem with them changing who Anakin was. I have no problem with them adding the extra scenes. I have no problem with any of that.
You're not a true fan, but...
Yeah, because you don't walk around wearing your Darth Vader outfit and sleeping in your Darth Vader pajamas.
True. I am not
exactly.
I'm not a
your mom's basement and, chat on the internet about it.
Yeah.
I am not a Trekkie of Star Wars, no. I admit that. But I do love the series, and 3 was quite awesome.
That's good to hear, because I totally expected to go to work and have everybody going, oh, God, it sucked. I was so depressed, because almost everybody I work with, imagine that, really wanted to see this. And they had, a little party where they watched the first 5 before they went out, the other night. And it's just like, I was at work, and I'm like, whatever. They all requested the day off and time off. And no, we got to get together. And they had the managers hanging out with us little people, the little peons and everything. Everybody was equal for one day. And it was quite an event, from what I understand.
If you get a reason why this one was the best one of the recent trilogy, is because, the first two that came out, there was a lot of talking involved and a lot of, jibber-jabber about, politics and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And this one cuts to the chase. It's pretty much non-stop action.
For
2.5 hours.
Yeah, of the,
action.
Of the 2.5 hours, a good 2 hours and 10 minutes of it is fighting.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
It is Star Wars. It is...
All right.
We'll put it this way. Of all the other Star Wars, there's one, maybe two major lightsabers battles. There's 5 in this game, in this movie.
Right. Well, I feel like I'm at an intervention here. People are strapping me down to the chair going, you will watch Star Wars, and you will like it. And you know what I really think the problem is I really think that the first couple times I saw them, I probably wasn't alone. You know what I mean? Like, you ever go to watch a movie with, you know, with friends, or you're at your house, and then they start screwing around, and you're talking, and they're doing stuff? I think that was probably my major problem, because I've seen all the movies before, except for I haven't seen episode 2 yet. But I've seen every other one, and I didn't like them for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not a big fan of the sci-fi stuff.
Right.
But I know they've got to be great, right? They have to be good. They're Star Wars. Everybody tells me they're great. So I actually own that DVD set, and I haven't opened it. I bought it the day that thing came out, and it's still sealed. But I'll tell you, I will watch them. And then I'm gonna go rent the other two. Cause I might enjoy it. I think it also, like, seeing it redone, like, and I know you're, you know, a purist about it, you know, but I think watching the revised ones, you know, where it's maybe changed so the story makes a little bit better sense to somebody like me anyway, you know, and enhanced effects, I might like that a little bit more.
But that's not the thing. That's not why those aren't good. They're not good because the changes were merely cosmetic, for one. The two, it didn't really enhance the story at all. In fact, it kind of took away from it. Like, the originals, if you watch them, there's certain scenes in them that are a little bit more dramatic, and they play out better than the way he changed it in the second one. Now, I mean, you have to be a fan of the series in order to watch it. In fact, if you're really interested, track down, like, a VHS copy of the original.
Uh-huh.
And then compare that to the special edition, and you know exactly what the fuck.
Alright, well, I'll have to give it a go and see exactly what this is all about.
Yeah, I think Ribo's just a purist and being silly. But
I conceded defeat, and he still argued with me about it. So.
Yeah, I was 8 years old when I went to, they had like a convention in San Jose, like one of the first conventions they had, and he announced that he was making another 3 movies. I was 8. I've been waiting for this since I was 8.
Jesus.
He's 25 now. So,
is some build-up on some hype there. Well,
but, anybody who is remotely a Star Wars fan probably has already seen it.
Oh, I'm sure.
very, very good action movie. Even if you are not a Star Wars fan and you're not even into this story, you haven't seen any of them, I really think you should do yourself a favor if you like action movies and see this movie.
You know what I really enjoyed about Episode 3 was all the goofy trailers that they made up. Some of those crazy things that people made online, like fans made, making fun of. Dude, those were the bomb.
Planet Death.
The Deathicle. That was the best one.
A booby?
A booby? I've been working on this. I think that was the greatest one. But there was a lot of them out there, too. But that one I watched like 9 times and showed everybody I knew.
Yeah, I did too.
That was great. That was awesome. But, alright, we're 6.5 minutes into Star Wars. So it's gotta stop. Because you know what? This is, E3's over. And this is the biggest thing of the year for everybody who's listening. This is it. This is Christmas right here. This is
Christmas, Easter, and like Ramadan all packed into one.
Yeah, your birthday, here it all is. Here's everything you wanted to see, hear, touch, except for you can't play it.
The religious event of the year.
It is. It really, really is. And sadly, I can't go. So.
Well, every gamer should make a pilgrimage.
I think so, too. Like some kind of rite of passage growing up kind of thing. I think it's got to be done.
I've been saying since I was like 12 years old, my life will not be complete until I go to E3.
Exactly. I used to want to go to the CES show. Like it was, you know, that was it. That was where I had to go. Remember those?
Yeah, those.
Right? That's exactly what I wanted to go do. But,
Well, they're more porn-oriented now, aren't they?
Now it's, what do they got, a bunch of weird technology?
Yeah.
It's more like, look at Sony's new video camera kind of stuff. But it used to not be like that. It used to be, you know, tons and tons of video games. So, but, you know, I was 10 years old. It's changed now. Now we've got Electronic Entertainment Expo, which is just, like, the most unbelievable thing in the fucking world, and I didn't get to go, once again. But I found out yesterday that you went. I don't know how I didn't know, either.
I've been telling you all week.
I blame EverQuest.
I was there when he
left.
I know, I wasn't paying attention. I was playing EverQuest, I'll admit it, I'll tell you the truth. But you know, and you know what? Plans fell through today. I'm sure you're wondering, how on earth did we manage to record at this hour with you? Remember I said something about maybe, you know, if we were to do that, it'd have to be later in the day, like 10?
But you were going to go beat EverQuest.
That's right, I was going to go beat EverQuest. And unfortunately, other people thought it better that they go beat EverQuest before we fought, because the whole deal was that we were supposed to fight one of the last dudes, and then we get to go fight basically the hardest dude in the game. And then a lot of the guys had already fought, like, there's 4 dragons you gotta kill, and they'd already killed them, we had 1 more to kill, and they wouldn't wait the 2 hours for the rest of us to do it, and then go kill the last guy. So they were like, no, screw you guys, and I was like, you know what, I'm not blowing off what I had, you know, my plans for the day was to do the show for standing around waiting for you guys, you know. So screw that. So here we are. I'm pretty happy, but I'm pretty depressed because, you know, it'd be kind of nice to say that I beat EverQuest.
Must have that nice, pretty prismatic weapon.
Yeah, it'd be great. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for an excuse to play less or something because it's fun and starting to dwindle only because you get so close to the end and there's not much else to do. How many raids can you go on where you're getting loot for somebody else?
Well, it depends on who you are. I mean, there's people who have played EverQuest, for instance,
I screwed up. I always play the class that gets nothing, it seems like, right? Because every guy we killed drops something for a tank every single time. Oh, and I'm like, you know what? This blows. I've seen 3 items for scouts drop in that game, all daggers. I don't have any of them. I've gotten 1 item from a raid, and I've been on hundreds now.
That's why the next time
tier
you go...
4 opal, right? They're 25 gold apiece on the market. I could buy them out on the market with as much money I have. So I'm pissed.
So the next time you play one of these games, you have to go straight for the tank.
That's what I'm going to do.
Take a Shadow Knight, Dark Knight, whatever that sort of...
The evil tank guy wearing heavy armor is where it's at. That's what I've got to do. That's where I go wrong. Now, you know what? Last year at E3, I remember getting all excited and waiting to hear news about MMORPGs. World of Warcraft was coming out, EverQuest 2 was coming out, Guild Wars was, you know, showing their stuff off, and half a dozen others that are still not out yet or that sucked and burned and crashed already. Mm-hmm. And the Nintendo DS and the PSP. And beyond that, I can't remember, maybe Jade Empire, I guess. I can't really remember anything else from E3 last year that was super exciting.
It was definitely a much smaller list, as far as I remember, than it was this year.
Right, and I mean, if that's just that time has dulled my memory on how great last year's E3 was, or did it just... I thought it just sucked last year.
I mean, coming up...
Well, it wasn't that great last year. I mean, well, they were really... It was like the last hurrah for this generation of games.
Right.
Before they come out with the Xbox Next, or whatever they're calling it back then.
360.
They were just showing the final iteration of the games that were coming out, like Metal Gear Solid 3 and God of War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, a few other of the... Well, did they show a Zelda last year?
Not more than probably like a little 2-minute clip of it, I'm sure.
No.
I remember they showed Resident Evil 4, a lot of the games that were Halo 2, of course, and that was a big thing last year.
Oh, yeah.
We found out about Zelda like no more than 6 months ago.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, but I mean, like last year, that was just like the final version of the game. That's as good as you're going to get on these systems.
This year, I swear to God, we waded through a list of like 100 games to come up with today's show.
Yeah, I mean, there was more stuff than I knew what to do with.
We watched gigs and gigs of video.
We had 10 gigs of video here. I mean, the whole thing is taped. I swear to God, every single moment of anything that ever happened there, every guy taking a piss at E3 was videotaped.
Yeah, maybe they just covered it better this year.
It could be, because I don't remember this much press from last year.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do personally feel like it was a much bigger E3.
It really did. I don't know why. It seemed huge.
It is huge, actually. It was in picture, you know, like a regular convention center?
Yeah.
Like just a regular big, let's say you go to like a computer convention, they have this huge warehouse space mm-hmm. full of stuff.
Right.
There's 3 of those.
That's fat.
43.
That is awesome. Hey, and then you saw... Well, wait, go ahead and tell the story about going there and everything.
Okay, well, basically, okay, I had to go on the last day because I had to work last day. So what they do is, as soon as you get there, you have to check in. And they give you a little badge, and you go through this whole... the series is pretty tight. Once you get in, you can pretty much do what you want. The only problem is, when you get there, it's, you know, all the stuff that's already been announced early in the week at the conference is on display. So you're not really there learning anything new. You're pretty much there to try the games that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the big thing. The only problem with that is that there's 50,000 people there, and the lines are Disneyland long for these games, for the good games especially.
One of your biggest problems is it's basically like going to Disney World for one day in the middle of summer on the weekend. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Exactly. In fact, they even have those Disneyland, like from here, it's a 1-hour wait, those placeholders.
Uh-huh.
They have those there.
Jesus. There was...
Yeah, so, I mean, the good games that people wanted to play, they had a build of Legend of Zelda, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
They had a playable build of that.
Yeah, we watched that half an hour.
Playable build of the new Super Mario Brothers DS that's supposed to come out.
Oh, you know, really? I didn't see that.
No, they had that there. let's see, they had the Xbox 360, of course, on display. I think it was running Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any games for it yet. But I think they had a demo over running Halo 2. Let's see. Because I didn't really spend, I only had a little bit of time to spend there. Because it was the last day.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to wait 4 hours online to play a game.
Yeah, totally.
So I pretty much did like a run through the all three buildings.
You and 70,000 of your closest friends.
Exactly.
I saw the thing. They said there was over, I saw it somewhere just a little bit ago, it was over 70,000 people.
Oh, dude, it was...
That's a lot of people. Jesus.
Could barely move.
I know, we saw some of the videos too. I'm looking in the background a lot and I'm seeing nothing but heads.
Yeah, that's all you're gonna see. Nothing but heads. You're gonna stand there every time they put like a, they had the trailer for the new Zelda running on this huge, I'd say 50 foot screen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they played that, people would stop dead in their tracks, look up, and get their mini cams out and try to like, it's like, cam this trailer that's going.
Yeah.
It was mad. The whole place was mad. But, yeah, I mean, so you go in there, you check out the different games that people are playing. They had a whole display for Kingdom Hearts 2. They were showing that new Burnout game. This is a Sony lineup.
Oh, dude, let me tell you. I watched Burnout Revenge, like, every video that I could find. And you know what? If you look at, like, IGN and stuff, they have more video than you know what to do with for every single thing. And they're cams, and they're marked as cams, even. It's pretty funny. And I was making a comment even yesterday, the sound sucks in all of them. And, you know, they need to hook up that technology that the pirates use, where they sync it with the video by plugging themselves in or whatever. Because that is the way to go.
You would think that...
Hella sync that bitch.
That the big companies like IGN and GameSpy would have special access to being able to plug
right
into the
audio. Right. And why wouldn't they just even make off some DVDs? You know, so that you go in, you sit and you watch it, and on your way out the door, they would hand, you know, people from IGN and G4 and all this crap, you know, just hand them discs so that we had a little bit better quality stuff to download and have access to, because there is so much amazing stuff out there. A lot of it is really bad footage. Some of it is really nice. Like the Dead or Alive 4 trailer.
Which,
holy Christ.
Like it's 500 megs for 5 minutes of video.
Yeah. It is nice. But, Kingdom Hearts 3, 2, sorry.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Kingdom Hearts 2. That was one thing that I didn't get to see any footage on at all.
Well, they had some footage on it. What they were doing was they had, like, you could play, like, a boss battle.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't really get to it because that was about a 45-minute wait, play about 5 minutes in the game.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it looks like the original Kingdom Hearts, which looked gorgeous. And it's probably, they enhanced the combat system, from what I understand, just a little bit. They tweaked it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They also fixed the camera problem that was in the first one.
Thank God.
So the cameras are, I personally didn't mind the camera in the first one. I know a lot of people complained about it. But they tweaked that a little bit.
I don't recall having a problem with the camera either.
It didn't bother me. People were complaining that the camera will get stuck in certain areas, but like in any 3D platformer, that's a standard.
I never heard Wolf complain about it either, and I know he played the crap out of Kingdom Hearts, so.
But yeah, no, that game looked great. I didn't get to try it. I actually tried a lot of the more obscure games that were coming out on the PS2.
Well, sometimes that's the way to go, though, because, you know, you'll find those gems and there's not this huge line.
Yeah, actually, yeah. There's one game that looks amazing by the Beautiful Joe people. It's called, Taki or something of this nature. Okai, something like that. Basically, you play like this spirit, the sun god, who can change himself into a wolf. And you have to, the regular platformer, and you have to run around and get pieces of this thing to, I don't know, save the world or whatever. I didn't really know the details of the story. But the thing about it was in ink and paint animation.
Whatever it is, I'm pretty sure you're safe saying save the world.
Yeah.
Save the world. Yeah. Basically, that's what you're doing. You're saving the world. But the thing about it was the animation that was so pretty. It was in ink and paint style. So basically, your character was this wolf that was a bunch of brush strokes.
Wow.
And you would run around this 3D world that was kind of like a faux cel shading. It wasn't quite cel shaded. It wasn't quite regular animation. It was kind of just somewhere in between, but everything was like watercolored or like brush strokes or pencil and paint. And you could actually use your powers to, like, if there was like a gap in the road here, you could actually use your powers to paint a bridge over that gap.
Whoa.
And then go across.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice little twist.
And then, you know, it's innovative. It's what I like.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's standard platformer, you know, the usual run around, break the supply, get this item here.
Yeah.
You know,
get the red key, go open the red door, find the blue key, find the blue door. There's nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, it's fun. It works, I suppose.
It has its place.
The other one that was really nice, and this one looked amazing, is Shadow of the Colossus.
This is for PS2?
Did you download the video?
This is for PS2?
This is all for PS2, yeah.
See, most of the stuff that we saw was all for the PS3 and Xbox 360, and then... Yeah. We kind of, at least on this time, we wanted to kind of, well, at least what we ended up watching was all the brand new stuff. And I figured, I mean, there's so much stuff, we're going to be talking about this crap for 2 or 3 weeks still.
Oh, yeah.
I'm positive. Assuming I don't get the freaking plague again. I've not been happy because I've been
sick. The six-month plague?
Dude, I seriously thought I was going to die, and I think I finally figured out what happened. I think I got sick from two different people, and I think I got something at the same time. Because I can't explain what I have, and my buddy's a doctor, and he's like, that's not possible. And I explained to the other people that were sick, and he's like, it sounds like you got what this guy had and what this girl had. And I think that's what happened to me, because that was a disaster. By the way.
What do you see on the PS3?
What do I think of it? I think it looks like a George Foreman grill. I do not like the look of this thing at all. It's silver, and it looks big. I'm sure it's smaller than it looks.
It's quite as small as it looks.
And I don't like the hump on the top. That's what I think bothers me. Is if it was flat, you know, I mean, sure, it would look a lot more like a PS2 that's silver, but at least I don't know. I think it would look better if it was more square.
Okay.
And if it didn't have the Spider-Man 3 font on it, tell me that isn't that.
It does look like that.
It looks exactly like it. I know they had something to do with that.
My opinion of the PS3, I watched the entire press conference. The pre-show press conference. And I took all the numbers and things they said with a very big grain of salt.
It's Sony. They're pulling them out of the air.
And they're showing me clips of games, and I'm like, yeah, that looks really good. But so what? Until I got to the Unreal Engine, they showed a clip of Unreal 2007. And... they pause the action, and first of all, this game looks incredible. The guy's got cornrows you can see like every hair in, and
it's unbelievable.
All kinds of stuff. And so that's fine, that's dandy. But then the guy turns the camera, looks out the window, and it's drawing like 4 miles out. And it's not
real
so much
time, yeah, rendering the whole scene.
Yeah, it's not so
perfectly
much
the
graphics that's got me speechless. And I like stood up and went, "What the hell?" It's the sheer horsepower that this thing had to have been putting out in order to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Everything I've seen on the PlayStation 3 has been so far, it's been pretty cool. I haven't really seen a whole lot of really insane new games that are blowing my mind. I mean, I have a small list here that I'd like to talk about, but the numbers that they're producing are destroying the best home PC right now.
Oh, by far.
You know, and it's just like, sure, we're looking at technology that's a year away, but I can tell you with some certainty that I'm not going to have something that burly in my computer. It's not going to happen. I just don't see it, you know? If Intel and AMD are releasing dual-core processors, we're still not going to have as much power as some of these things. I mean, they've got video cards that are just destroying what we have now. You know, twice as fast as a 6800 Ultra. What? How much does something like that cost? And this is going to be a big concern when it comes time to lay down some money for these things.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a price list there for anything, you know, like, or did Sony say, or did anybody say about how much their new thing was going to be?
No, they didn't mention any price. The only price I heard about was for the 360.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly, the low end was $299.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what the high end is. The high end was, like, running Mikey $500 or something.
The low end, by the way, has no hard drive.
Right.
No hard drive?
No hard drive.
I could have sworn the $299 included the 20 gig hard drive. That was amazing.
No, that's like a $30 add-on or something.
Oh, I see. What's the best one?
Yeah, no, that's not bad at
all. The base model of the 360 does not have a hard drive.
Yeah, that's everything that I heard said it didn't have a hard drive, and it was like $30 or something. What concerns me is I was poking around a little bit earlier, came across some kind of story where somebody from Sony said something about they were going to try to keep it under 50,000 yen, which is about $465 U.S. That's a lot.
Well, I mean, you remember when the PS2 came out? Wasn't it upwards of 350?
No, it was 299.
It was 299 when the PS2 came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get a game, but that's not what we're, you know.
One controller, no memory card.
Yeah.
Just the console and one controller.
And one controller. It was $300.
Eat the controllers.
So.
Did you see the PS3 controller?
The Batarang or whatever that thing is.
I think that looks like it could be pretty comfortable.
I don't think so. I think it's going to hang too low and it's going to poke me when I'm trying to like rest my hand on my leg.
Now, Ribo just said that it's quite a bit smaller than it looks like in the pictures.
That's true. In the pictures, it looks gigantic.
And so...
Yeah, no, it's a little bit small. It's about, I'd say, a little bit bigger than the current PS2, a little tiny one.
Really?
A little bit bigger, a little bit wide, a little bit thicker than that.
Yeah.
So then that Batarang... That boomerang controller is not that big.
I guess not, but it's...
No, but I mean, you know, all the trash you were talking about PlayStation controllers.
Uh-huh.
Well, it might be relevant this time.
I have come to love the DualShock 2. That's a pretty decent controller.
They
now.
Left the
this
damn...
This thing was ridiculous. I mean, how do your hands fit around it?
I don't...
It looks like, I mean, you can break the thing in half, it looks like.
It looks like almost like you would have to grip it from a... Like, wrap your hands around a little bit more. Like, I don't know, it looked uncomfortable.
It does look moving.
Looks like I could really mess somebody up, though, if I threw it at them.
And it'd come back.
It would come back. That's the best part.
But they left the damn analog controller in the same spot.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I don't understand why they want us to reach way down to use the control that we're going to use 99.9% of the time.
I know. I don't like that at all.
And it's wireless, what I understand.
Huh?
It's wireless, the controller.
It is wireless. All
They're
the new
all
ones
wireless,
wireless,
and I don't like that either.
I don't like the wireless idea either.
No, I don't either.
See, this
is... The 360, though, you can actually connect it with via USB.
That's pretty cool.
Now, I don't know if they're doing that for the PS3, though.
I thought you had to buy a separate one.
Now, for sure, the 360 has an option for USB that's okay. Coming with it, as far as I understand.
Okay, so that, like, both ends unhook?
Yeah, like, you can... There's, like, a little plug-in, and you just, like...
All right.
Want to turn it to a wired controller, you just pull it out, and just plug it in.
Suddenly, I'm not so pissed.
This I like, because... No wireless controller lasts long enough for me to sit and play for a weekend solid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And most of the time, see, my problem is this, is I'm not, like, okay, when you're over here, and you see me playing a console game, and I leave the controller way across the room next to the couch, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
It's still there when you come back the next week, because I haven't gotten up for a week, and put it on the little charger, you know, in this case, wrapped it up and put it down where I should keep it, you know, I just don't do that. And I know what's going to happen to me. I'll wind up playing a game and pass out on the couch. I'll wake up, the controller will be right there, and I'll play some more, and the battery's going to die.
Or it'll be dead because you passed out while it was still on.
Yeah. You know, this is no good here. I don't think this is a good idea. And I'm all about plugging stuff in.
I like wireless controllers. I think they're a good idea.
For some people.
I think there should be an option.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I did not know that about. If you can just plug in the standard wireless controller to your Xbox, that's awesome.
That's good stuff.
That's really, really awesome.
Especially if then you could take the batteries out and have an even lighter controller.
I wonder, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. I wonder, no, it'll probably have some ridiculous lithium battery in it or something, though.
It's going to be a rechargeable battery, actually.
They did mention that the new Xbox controller, even with the batteries, is going to be lighter than the S controller.
Really?
Xbox, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's not difficult to do.
Yeah. Those are pretty heavy. They are pretty heavy. Now, the Xbox 360, how much of that did you get to check out?
I didn't really get to see much of the Xbox 360.
So, you probably seen
his... That was packed over there.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, Microsoft had a pretty big showing off on that thing. I mean, it seemed to me, too, that their whole focus... was on the 360, and for good reason. In fact, my
especially since it's so close.
Right, exactly, Christmas. Exactly. Because the only thing that they brought that wasn't for the Xbox 360 was Conquer.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah,
only
that's,
thing...
Yeah, that's the play.
That's the only thing they brought to the whole thing for that was it. That
At
was
least
it.
Microsoft.
First-party title.
They bleeped out all the language.
No, there was supposed to be a way to unlock that.
Is there a way to unlock that?
That's what I've heard.
Or at least maybe for just E3.
Yeah.
I can understand how they would bleep it out while they were in a public setting like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Don't you have to be 18 or older to be there anyway?
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, that is kind of weird. Maybe they just didn't want to offend anybody, you know?
Right. There's still plenty of 23-year-olds that don't want to hear cousin.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Losers. That's true. Well...
Hey, you know what I said? Fuck them.
That's right, exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
That is. Now, I don't know what to say about the Xbox because I think we're kind of all standing on different ground here. I'm really behind this thing. I'm surprised too because I thought I was going to be able to make fun of Microsoft and their new Xbox. And you know what? The design I think is better than the PlayStation 3 design.
Bah!
I think being able to have the customizable faceplates really easily is a cool thing, because if you had to customize your Xbox before, it sucked ass because you had to, like, send money to some dude in Canada who, like, printed it out on his thing, and you had this weird Mylar plastic shit on there, and you know what I mean? Or you had to get all crazy.
I can understand how a lot of people like to customize.
The little bit of customization is pretty cool.
I think it's useless.
You know, it is useless, but, you know.
It's like those cell phones that you could take the
I know, and it gets...
What the hell do I care?
I know people with, like, four faceplates.
Average gamer mods his Xbox, though. You know, I mean, who cares if you
wear faceplates on? Yeah, well, I'm just saying it was kind of a neat idea for them to, you know, have the ability to really easily just change out the whole faceplate. Not like it's going to, oh, that's going to make this console,
no.
You know. But it was just kind of one of the neat little things that they did. Like, they were listening to what people were doing. Look what happened to the Xbox. Look what people did to the Xbox. It was Mod City. Sure, this is not lights and neon and, you know, everything on the Xbox 360, but at least it's... For, you know, an average person who says, wow, I want mine to look red, or I want mine on the front to say console, that one's so dumb, I don't know if you guys have saw that faceplate yet, you know, or whatever you want. Maybe you want a zebra pattern on there. Who gives a shit? Maybe it matches your couch.
Yeah, but it's not even the whole case, is it? It's just the front plate.
You know, I think it is just the front plate, but that's most of the part you see anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's shoved in that little hole down there, underneath your TV, choking on dust.
Now, I understand that this is a big thing to a lot of people, but it seems to me that every time I heard any official person talking about Xbox 360, I heard online.
Okay,
online,
which was
online.
The very next thing that I was going to bring up was because okay, now did you see how they had, like, Xbox Live free service? And then, like, Xbox Live, like, where you can pay for it and get all the fat stuff. I think this is a phenomenal idea.
That is a
good idea. This still connects you to the rest of the gaming world out there, and you don't have to pay because people complain. People, oh, I don't want to have to pay for this. I mean, look at the amount of people that say they won't pay for an MMORPG. Okay, that's $15 a month. And they can't do math because it's cheaper than buying a new game every week, which they do.
And certainly, it's cheaper than going to the movie
you know,
once a week.
It is. And then they turn around in the same sentence, but no, I don't spend that much money on stuff. It's ridiculous. $50 a year for Xbox Live is nothing. It probably wasn't really worth it so far. But with all the crap they have now, it seems like, you know, this is going to be kind of neat. You're going to be able to, I mean, you looked into it more than I did even, and I was impressed by just what little bit I saw.
There are some cool features. People can make new uniforms and stuff for the forum, and I believe they can either choose to sell them or give them out free to the community. Stuff like that. There'll be downloadable content for all the different games.
Every single game is going to have something to do with
now,
Xbox Live.
I heard that originally, but at E3, I believe I heard that now most...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of blows.
Did you hear anything about that, Rybo?
No, I didn't.
No,
really.
He's a Sony whore. He spent
that.
The whole time blowing people in the Sony booth.
I think you guys love Xbox Live. I could really care less about it. I really could. Because, I mean, any of that stuff is still blown away by the PC, hands down. And the only reason to play Xbox Live, I understand, is for the Street Fighter type games.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, because any FPS on a console is... Might be unplayable.
Okay, for you and me and Kobar here, it's totally unplayable to play some crap like Halo online on a console. But there's a good lot of people. Look at Hooks. That guy can't work a keyboard and a mouse to save his life. But with a controller in his hand, he is walking death. You know,
I don't understand how that works.
Me neither. But this guy, you know, he plays, you know, like Rainbow Six and all this kind of crap all day long on his Xbox, and he's pro at it. He's got one hell of a name, and I can't do it. I mean, I look all retarded, and I refuse to play because I embarrass myself. You know,
so if they can do it, you know, more power to them.
Right?
Hey, I'm not playing PC ports on a console.
No, me neither. Me neither.
Not gonna be
but
good.
Tell me. Look at Final Fantasy XI. Look how good that did. Right?
That's a fluke, and you know it.
That was what?
That's a fluke, and you know.
Come on. All right. Quite possibly, but look at, I mean, even Phantasy Star. Look at Phantasy Star. That's pretty, it's not Final Fantasy XI, but it's pretty popular, and there's a lot of people that still play.
They did show Phantasy Star Universe there.
Yeah, in fact, we saw a video of that, which didn't tell us jack or shit.
No, it was pretty much just what you saw on the internet.
Yeah.
But I tend to agree with Rybo that in the console universe, at least up until this point, online gaming has been kind of just a thing, an extra whatever. And unless the games have start having, like, say, keyboard and mouse compatibility.
Right, well, if the Xbox has USB...
USB ports.
Is it unmodified USB, though? Because the Xbox One has USB, but those are modified.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I think the Xbox 360 has USB on it.
Is it? They all have.
If
what I mean, no. The Xbox One has USB. That's a USB port your controller plugs into. It's just shaped different. Is that what I don't know is if the Xbox 360 has an, I'm calling it unmodified. I mean
regular USB.
Looking USB
I
port.
I think so.
If it does, we're in there because then I can use my controller S.
The games have to have the compatibility for
right,
a mouse
right,
and keyboard.
Of course.
And if I could sit down and play Halo 3 with a mouse and keyboard, then I would seriously consider Xbox Live being a good thing.
Seriously, how awesome would that be? Because then you would open the door for real-time strategy games.
Oh yeah.
You know, which I love. You know, but I don't see me playing them anywhere other than my computer. But you said, like, okay, fighting games, perfect example. Okay, because I love playing fighting games, and there's nothing like hopping on Xbox Live and getting my ass handed to me, right?
Right.
But what about racing games? You tried to play a racing game on a computer these days? It sucks.
This is true, but I'm not a racing fan
you know,
either. So
I'm not a racing fan either, okay? And yet, Burnout 3 rocked my world, okay?
I'm sure it does.
Now, if I can... You have no idea how many times I had to change my underwear watching the Burnout Revenge videos today, okay?
No, I agree. The Burnout 3 does look good. I did get the chance to play it on the PSP version of Burnout there.
Oh, the Legends?
Yeah,
whatever it's
called? That's actually very good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I saw some video. It looks all right.
The graphics, of course. You can still smash your car up, you know, take place on Sunday.
Yeah.
You get little objectives and whatnot, and causing traffic here, and, you know, smash this part here.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Now, wanted to go back to the Xbox first before we start talking about games. Seriously, this is like the most open show we have. I mean, like, basically, we don't have notes. I scribbled down names of stuff, and that was it, just so that I could glance at something. Because there was seriously, like, way overload here. I mean, it was
nuts. I'm just on the IGN website clicking on stuff.
Yeah. Going nuts.
And a show about a convention, an open forum, is kind of a good way to
right,
go about
it. Right, yeah. This works a lot better, and there's so much to cover that I could talk all day. And you know, hey, I got nothing to do now, since we're not killing the fucking Dakota and Fire Miss Gully today. You know what? Fuck EverQuest. We're going to do the show today.
I'd just like to make one more point about Xbox Live and the 360. It's just every time I heard someone talk about it, it just seemed like it was such a crutch for Microsoft. Like,
you know,
oh my God, this is all we have. We better lean on this as hard as we
right.
can.
Now, what did Sony say about their online capabilities?
I have heard nothing.
I heard somewhere in some video, some guy mentioned, oh yeah, we're going to have full online, you know, capabilities for, you know, a good lot of the games. And I'm thinking, you know, myself, how come I didn't keep hearing about this? And I keep hearing about it from Microsoft. So I know they've got it. They've proved it with Xbox Live, you know, the original one, right? They've got it established. It's growing. Okay, this is part of our console experience now. I think it's going to be a great idea. If I can hop on Burnout, and, you know, nobody I know here wants to play, I can hop on, you know, browse through a list of people, bam, find somebody that wants to play. You know, I can sit and chat with people. What I want to see is, though, is did you see that you could press the button? Well, wait. On the middle of the controller. We didn't talk about the Xbox control yet, which is always a subject of controversy on this thing. But, yeah, there's a button on the controller, though, which pulls up your, like, Xbox 360 menu thing. And it, like, I guess it has something to do with connecting you to the live service and all that. So what I'm wondering is if you could sit and chat with people while you were playing a different game. That's something I've always wanted to be able to do, while you could just, like, sit and just talk to people, like, if they would just, you know...
I don't know about the Xbox, but, you know what, I just realized I have heard some things about the PS3 online.
Really?
And they did say that you're going to be able to do multiple things at once like that.
That's cool. That's what I really want to see. You know, I mean, and the Xbox, I mean, we talked about the PlayStation 3 hardware, and the Xbox 360 hardware. It, as far as I can tell, right, is... And they may as well be the damn same things. Now, physically they're different. You know, one's got the one, you know, the cell processor with the little 7 DSPs or 6 DSP units, right?
Yeah.
You've got the Xbox 3, which has three cores that are running at 3.2 gigahertz, you know, multi-thread, each. It's two threads at a time? I mean, the thing is a monster. Tons of memory in these things, too. I mean,
are they actually owning up to being a computer this time, or are they still pretending it's a console?
No, this is
a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's PowerPC stuff from IBM, you know, that like runs your Mac and crap like that. But
oh,
it
cool.
seems like it's more designed specifically for games, though, the way they laid it out this time.
For instance, both only have 512 megs of RAM.
Only.
I have 512s, and I'm like in my computer. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but
as far as computer gaming goes, which is 512 is not that much.
What does an Xbox One have? 64 megs.
Yeah, exactly. But that's because, A, you're playing a very very simple operating system and
right.
a game.
It's XP. There's nothing simple and small about it. It's bloated and huge.
They're using just regular XP?
No, it's a stripped-down XP.
Right. It's just very simple. It only runs exactly what it needs to.
Yeah.
And plus, every game is programmed specifically for that hard drive. And so they can get away with a little lower things and things like
that. Yeah, and that's exactly how this all works and has always had. But look at the specs on these machines today. I'm looking at stuff now that is just whooping. I mean, I don't know. I can't get over these specs. And what is Nintendo going to do? Nintendo is going to drown.
We don't know. They haven't said a damn thing.
You know, and I would love to think that Nintendo's cooking up, you know, just like
we got an 8-gig processor.
You know, yeah. You know, I would love to think that. I would love to think they're sitting on the golden egg and just not telling anybody and sitting there with a smug little smile on their face showing us nothing but Zelda crap, you know, and maybe a new Mario Dance game or some bullshit, you know. And I would love to think that they're being quiet because they know they got them beat. But I'm sad to say, realistically, they're probably so far below that
they're
almost
so scared.
They're probably going back to the drawing board after this weekend or whatever the hell. You know?
You see, I'm of the opinion that Nintendo really doesn't care, though.
No, and they flat out said they didn't care. They flat out said they didn't care. One of the interviews we saw today, they were just like, you know what, people don't want all this ridiculous stuff. They just want to sit down and play some simple games that are fun, you know, with a certain level of challenge, and we can provide that in a nice small package. And fuck yourself. You know, that's what I got out of their talks.
Hopefully, they can pull it off.
Hopefully. Because I know I'll wind up buying one. I know I will.
The Revolution? Oh, yeah, I will too.
The minute I hear, you know,
I will eventually buy all three.
The new Zelda game on the Nintendo Revolution. And you know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to say, well, it looks like the car insurance does not get paid because I got to
searching the couch for some change.
Yeah, right? And I'm going to have this stupid Revolution in my house for 6 months while I wait for Zelda. You know, and that's just what's going to happen. I'm sorry. I have to buy the thing because it's a fun series, you know, and they have other fun games, you know, other fun series even on, you know, Nintendo consoles, which is why I keep buying them. I really do enjoy them.
Yeah, I think we can go to some IRC. I mean, the best thing about Nintendo is that they actually put some effort into the game.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you all fired up because we have some pretty good conversations in IRC about this, and I know
we've... Okay, I'm under fire now, man.
We've gone over...
No, I mean, because, like, okay, with Nintendo, they always release games that are at least innovative. Like, even this Nintendo that they were showing there, it's pretty much like Tamagotchi and, you know, with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to raise a dog on your DS, and he does cute little things and whatnot. And
but they have...
The, touchpad pet him and whatnot. It's pretty cool.
But they have sex. That's great!
Fine dog action?
You gotta tell that story.
Miyamoto was a dirty old man. He's licking the air like he was having a grand old time between some chick's legs.
Oh, that was funny. But, you know, and sadly, there was like nothing out there. But Nintendo, I don't know, I saw today, Nintendo had promised specs by the end of the year. This is what I heard today.
Oh, yeah.
Today, what the hell is today? Saturday the 21st of May, Nintendo said specs by the end of the year. And that to me is like, holy crap, they're going back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Because I think they're afraid. I mean, basically, you know, what do we see there? Zelda? What did Nintendo have? They had a Game Boy, a revised piece of
shit? They didn't have anything. That's the whole point. They had Zelda. They had the big thing for Pokemon. New Pokemon RPG is coming on the game.
God.
I mean, if you care about that.
No.
A third Game Boy Advance.
The DS says a ton of games coming out for it. I can't say that they're good, but they have a bunch of games coming out for the DS, mostly kiddie titles and movie tie-ins and whatnot.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo. A bunch of crap.
They have the Game Boy Micro. Now, you guys didn't talk about this yet. This little thing. It's tiny. It's real tiny.
It's like two packs of gum.
I don't know who they're designing this for. I don't know what this is. The screen is beautiful. The little postage stamp size screen they have. It's gorgeous. But,
yeah.
I'll tell you what it looked like to me. It looked to me like a Nintendo controller, like a NES control.
It's actually that same shape.
It was like 2 inches tall by 4 inches long by like less than an inch thick or some shit, or like a half.
It's really, really, really small.
That's
and they had it running some GBA games. They even had it running some video that they made for it. And it's running the video very smoothly. It looked like some kind of Wallace and Gromit type,
right.
Yeah, and it actually was doing a really good job. But, I mean, the thing is, it's too damn small. I don't really know. I mean, I guess it's designed for little kids or something. I don't get the deal with this. But,
it looks,
I mean, you know, I'll probably get one. This to have a decent screen for my Game Boy Advance game.
It looks like it's designed for, like, kids in school to play underneath their desks while they're... while the teacher's sitting at his, like...
Oh, totally.
I guess so. And they added a bunch of different colors, actually. They didn't just have it in that shiny
See?
Silver. They had it in different cases. Like, they had black. They had, you know, Pikachu style. They had red. They had, like, an old Nintendo, Famicom controller style.
Right. See, because aesthetics matter. People want, like I have a silver Game Boy, but I want the fire red one. Why? Just because. You know, it's like for my Xbox 360, I'm not going to want it to be white. I'm not.
And,
sitting next to my silver George Foreman grill. Wait, you didn't hear that, did you?
What happened?
No, I said sitting, I don't want the white Xbox 360 sitting next to the silver George Foreman grill. What? With a black pile of, you know, what looks like DVD cases stuck together for the Revolution.
Oh, no, three.
So I think it's three. It's about the size of what, three DVD cases stacked together or some crap.
But,
I don't even want the look of that thing at all.
I've at least seen
it's like a doorstop. What was wrong with the design of the Dreamcast? Go back to that, okay? The top loading, you didn't have that stupid slot load crap. That's gonna break. That's gonna break so fast.
Well, I don't know.
I do.
In people's cars, they last a good long while.
I send a lot of those to the service center daily for repair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they jam is the bigger problem. They don't tend to break that often. They jam more. Hmm. I'd be pretty pissed if I put in, you know, Halo 3 and it jams and chews the disc up or something stupid on me. That'd be cool.
Well, Xbox is a tray loader, isn't it?
No. Is it? Maybe it is. I guess what? So, huh? Yeah, it did have a faceplate on it, huh?
Yeah, I think the PS3 and the Revolution are slot loaders.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, good job, Microsoft. See, you get another point, right? Now, we're talking about the slot-loading DVDs.
Okay.
Because on the PS3, it looks like it's a slot loader.
We know that the Revolution...
Yeah, but the Xbox looks like it's a tray.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm just assuming. I've never seen it open before, either, so it might just be like a door that pops up or something. I don't know.
I mean, the tray, you like the tray better?
I like the tray.
See, I think it doesn't matter one way or the other. Both have parts that can break.
Yeah, but I think I don't like the. I like having a little bit more control. I can pop the tray out and pull it out if I need to. I can get pissed and push it in or something. Well, no, you know, if there's a problem, if it jams the disc or whatever, at least I have a little bit of control over what's going on. It just seems like I don't know. Slot load just never worked for me that well. I don't know. Maybe I can't aim that well when I'm putting the disc in or something. So I'm like, tink, 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 tink. You know, like you're trying to open your door when stumbling home drunk. You can't seem to make the keyhole. It's the same idea. You can't do it that well. But the Xbox controller, we kind of glanced over that. Did you see this at all? This little white thing?
I couldn't see it from where I was, but I've seen it online. Yeah, it looks okay. It looks a little like the PS2 controller, actually.
It looks a little bit like an X.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it looks like, remember Logitech? Have you seen the Logitech wireless?
The wireless ones? Yeah.
It looks a bit like that.
It does. It really did. It reminded me of that a lot. But it does kind of still maintain its controller S appeal to it. Like, it sure looked like it was about the same size and dimensions, too.
I think they said it was a little smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And lighter.
And, well, lighter's good. Because that one is a little heavy. Especially when you got shit plugged into it, like a memory card and the communicator unit, you know, it does get a little heavy sometimes. But,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, they have, All the same buttons are there, except for, I guess, they moved the black and white to, like, extra, like, shoulder buttons.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I know. that is nice, and I'm pretty happy about that. Then they have, where the Xbox logo is on the Xbox, where that little Xbox logo is in the Xbox 360 controller, there's a button there now.
It's now an on button.
And the coolest thing, apparently now I didn't 100% understand this, it lights up a different color depending on what player you are.
Well, as far as I could tell, depending on which quadrant of the button you press is which
player
you connect to.
That's pretty cool.
That quadrant of the circle on the Xbox 360 lights up to say that there's a controller connected
to it. Oh, I thought it was a different color. Like when you were joining an Xbox Live game, it would tell you...
Your controller might be a different color, but the quadrant on the Xbox is
itself
green.
Lights up green, right. But I think for some reason I was under the impression the controller lit up a different color, I guess.
Okay. Speaking of Xbox, did you guys check out Oblivion?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's. We need to get into some games here because I'm not really worried about time because you know what? We got so much to talk about that we could do this for like 4 days straight. So you know, who cares about the time? I mean, we're
run out. We run out. We'll start back up next week.
You know? Yeah. Whatever. I mean, there's so much good stuff here. The Xbox. We did see every piece of footage we could get our hands on The Elder Scrolls IV: Oblivion.
That looks good.
I have not seen graphics like that in a long time. It really does look amazing. And if they can maintain a huge game, you know, this giant world, I mean, I'm in.
The gameplay sounds awesome, too. Some of the things that they changed from the last one.
But isn't this coming out for the PC also?
Yes.
It's coming out for PC also. So, but, I mean, do you know how expensive it's going to be to soup up your PC to make it look like this?
I don't know, really.
I mean, it
I've got
like
a pretty decent computer.
It's not an Xbox 360.
It looks like you've got like a $500 video card, and then you have to like soup up the RAM. I mean, you're not going to run this on 512 of RAM.
That's why I have 2 gigs of RAM.
Bless you. Most people don't.
Well, you know, hey, most people can go out and buy some more. That's, you know, and that's all there is to it.
Most people need to go buy some more.
If I could throw a dual processor thing in here, I would do it at some point. But unfortunately, Pentium 4, and I can't do that, you know, and I can do SLI video cards. And I would if I could, if I had it, my motherboard doesn't. But, you know, it's not unreasonable for me to go out and buy a new board and another video card. You know, I can see that happen. Believe me, I've done stupider things before with money. I can see that happen, too. And if that's what it's going to take to run the next generation PC games, I'm in.
With all the plugins and extra maps and all the add-on stuff that Morrowind had, this is most definitely a PC game.
Plus, the controller setup was so much better, like the mouse and the keyboard. I don't see how people played this crap on a console on the Xbox.
Well, we don't know.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be much better on the PC. I'm just saying that
it's going to be expensive.
You know, just right out the box without having to worry about, you know, putting $600 into their computer. It's not a bad score for the Xbox 360.
It's shocking. For the first time in the history of video games, it's going to run better on the console than on the PC. What the hell is up?
That's another thing, too. Did you guys notice that everything here, and I hate to say this because I'm sick, and every single word, or every single article that we read, and every interview that we saw, there was one string of words that was in every single thing. High def.
Oh, yeah. You know, I can really not care too much about.
You know, but
well, I would if I had a high def TV.
I mean, I don't have an HDTV. I don't have the, you know, $1,000 to pay for that, but, you know, that's cool, I guess, but, you know.
No, I think it's going to make the difference, though. I really do. Now, after sitting here watching some of these games, I'm looking at, like, the Unreal 3, you know, engine video we're watching, and God bless you, Team Ninja. We've got Dead or Alive girls, you know. And we're looking at video here, and you know the videos themselves are 960 by whatever, and you know or 720 whatever progressive scan.
It's gonna be 2K by 1K.
You know, yeah, right. I mean, how sweet is that? And it looks so good because I'm watching these videos, and I'm looking close. I'm looking really close. Okay, and yeah, at the Dead or Alive one especially.
Watch them jiggle.
One of the things I'm picking up on is the level of detail. I have never seen like we're seeing okay. I mean, the Dreamcast came out. I love this damn thing. It seemed amazing. PlayStation 2 comes out, and I said to myself, wow, it doesn't look much different at all.
I thought the PS2 looked, or the PS1 looked like ass.
You know, the PS2 I'm talking about. PS2. Okay, GameCube, Dreamcast came out. I loved it. PlayStation 2 comes out. I'm thinking, god damn, this looks almost the exact same, at least as far as the attention to detail they were putting into these games. Like, the texture quality just wasn't there. You know, same thing. Even the Xbox. It's a jump, but it's not a leap. And the things that I'm seeing now, though, seem to be a freaking leap, because we're not playing stuff like this now. We're not playing stuff that we've, you know, looks like the crap that we've watched from E3. You know, and I think one of the biggest things is they're putting so much attention to detail, these super high-resolution textures, and, I mean, just insanity. More polygons on every model than I've ever, you know, even considered they would put into a game, and it runs perfectly fine, but you gotta have, I think, the high-definition TV to do something like this, and I think we're...
That's the problem. I mean, not everybody has an HDTV.
Right, so how is a $3,000 TV differ from, you know, a $2,000 upgrade on your computer?
I don't want to pay any money on it.
I don't want to either.
I want to look good and run on my 20-inch flat screen TV.
Well, what they're going to end up having to do, or at least I hope, is I hope we have some kind of like VGA plug, because I will be playing this crap on my monitor if that's what it comes down to see that good of detail.
Oh, it's gotta have that, because I mean, doesn't the current one, does it have a VGA adapter?
Yeah, you can, I don't know if it came with it, or like, I don't know if it was made by, I don't think it was made by Microsoft, though, was it?
I think it was Microsoft made one.
I think it was, I thought it was some third-party thing for some reason, but I do have a good example. Have either of you guys ever hooked up your Dreamcast to your monitor?
No.
It's night and day. It is crystal clear. on the because they support, you know, 800x600 as opposed to 480 by whatever on your TV. Not every game, but a lot of the games. And it was amazing the difference in quality in these games. And I think that, the resolution itself is gonna play a huge part in today's games. And I can definitely see myself coming home with an Xbox 360 when this thing comes out, all happy and everything, and calling sick to work, and then go to work and buy one. And then come home and plug it into my regular TV here, and I'm going to be kind of disappointed, because I'm going to say, wow, this doesn't look like the Dead or Alive video. You know? Because the Dead or Alive video was 960 by whatever, and I tell you what, it kicked my computer's ass just to decode the video, just to play the video, right? I had EverQuest running in the background. And I watch videos all day while I'm playing EverQuest, and I don't get any stutter, I get no problems. I fired this video up, and I was seeing like every like 10th frame. I had to shut EverQuest down, and they're taking up 95% processor power of a 3.4 gigahertz processor to play this goddamn video back. I mean, it was like serious video. I mean, and it looks so good.
It does look good.
That was my little rant about
okay, the clinical side of me comes out, and they're doing a new thing now, which I don't like too much. They're making gorgeous games that last 4 hours.
Exactly. They have.
So, yeah, I'll be like God of War, from what I understand. You could beat that tonight.
That's the biggest problem I have. I'm saying, hold back a little bit on these graphics.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's put some more effort into the gameplay and let's calm down with all the graphics and whatnot.
That's why I mentioned the whole Unreal thing, because not so much the graphics, but the sheer power that it took to make that happen.
And time and money.
Well, and think of all the things that they could do with that kind of power besides graphics.
Think about the improvements on artificial intelligence they could use that for. That's my biggest complaint. When I'm sitting there trying to play something like Unreal and I'm watching the guys cheat, which, you know, is their super high intelligent AI. No, they're cheating, you know. It's like Mario Kart, okay? They cheat.
Yeah, they
do. It sucks. You know, why don't they use the extra juice, you know, for you know, logic, something like that, you know? Make the bots.
Because you're a gamer nowadays, they don't really care about that. All they care about graphics. Look how beautiful this looks. I buy an Xbox. It's right here every day working at my job.
Exactly.
It's so much better than PS2. I gotta have an Xbox. The graphics are gorgeous. All I want to play is Halo 2. That's all I hear all day. They don't care about gameplay.
Well,
they care about graphics.
We are all subject to this a little bit. I mean, I don't know anybody that hasn't gone, oh my god, look how beautiful that looks.
Dude, every video I saw today, I was like, oh my god, look how beautiful that looks. Until we hit the Zelda video, and I'm thinking, god, this just looks subpar, but it looks like it's incredible fun.
Well, yeah, but that's a
game. It's on the cube. It's on the cube.
That's like the only cube. No, only this generation game.
Exactly.
Would look
and I'm just thinking to myself that, like, you know, just because I'd seen the most incredible looking stuff, you know, for the last couple of days, and all of a sudden now it's in my head that this is what every game needs to look like, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell's wrong with Zelda? You guys are dropping the ball. But that's not the case, you know. And a perfect example. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this last night, but we were talking about it last night, and I wanted to make it a point to mention it to you, Rybo. This is the perfect example. Look at a game like Final Fantasy XI. Okay, which is heading to the Xbox 360, everybody. Square is not letting them hook up with Xbox Live. You're going to have to connect to play online directly through them. So apparently there's going to be no like live middleman there, apparently.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, and there's no graphical update to it over the PS2 and the PC version.
Really? I imagine it'll be the PC version graphics.
I imagine it's going to be the PC version also. Because it does look better than the PlayStation.
Although it'll still be crowded
on
the TV.
No, it was out today. It was, yeah, well, yeah, Jesus. Not unless you have a nice high-def TV, though, at, you know, 1080. Right?
I mean, I wouldn't mind playing, you know, Final Fantasy XI in 16 by,
Yeah, know, that's what I played mine at 1280.
That's not bad.
No, that's what I did on the computer screen here. I played mine on the TV once in a while. I'd hook, you know, I'd plug the controller anyway. I'd just lay on the floor.
Though.
You know, it is crowded, it is. But my point was, there's seriously very few games that I think are better than this game, and it doesn't have spectacular graphics, and people are playing it. There's 500,000 people playing it right now, so you're not going to tell me, you know, oh, but, you know, like I can say Zelda, the original Legend of Zelda, is a fantastic game, and millions have played it, and you should go play it because the graphics don't matter, it's the gameplay, and people are going to say, oh, but that game's 20 years old, and you're an old crusty man. Look at Final Fantasy XI. The graphics are not, you know, this crazy next-gen, ridiculous, high-def, computer-enhanced, telecorrected bullshit, okay?
But they're clear.
It's clear, though, but I mean, the graphics on Final Fantasy XI are pretty good.
They are. They're
clear and crisp.
Any of the new expansion areas. The expansion areas are gorgeous. They really put some effort into
that. Yeah, I loved it. The graphics of that game were fantastic. I always said I loved the way that game looked. I do.
So
it looks good. It really looks good. But I'm just saying, for those that are out there telling me, yeah, but if this game doesn't run at 1080 progressive, I'm not playing. No, no. Okay. Get Final Fantasy. It is a blast.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, you're talking about gamers. I'm talking about the casual gamer, which is what...
The casual gamer wants to get...
They don't want to appeal it to us. They want to appeal it to...
Grand Theft Auto 5, they want...
Halo 2 is the greatest game ever.
Exactly. They got their Grand Theft Autos, they got their Maddens, Halo 2. This is all they want to play, and I see it at work, too. I see it at work all the time, because the kids are in there with their parents all the time, and they're going, Mommy, Mommy, buy me this game. And they're like, how much killing is in this game, son? Okay, you know, it's just like, Jesus Christ, you know, and I see that this is what moves. This is what's getting, you know, this is what's selling right now. I'm not seeing games like Final Fantasy sold as much as I should, you know. I am seeing a lot of Guild Wars, though, being bought, by the way.
You know, I have too. That kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's because of the whole free play thing. It's getting really making it.
Yeah,
it's also getting an ass load of good, really good ratings
it
all
is.
Over the net.
I've heard nothing but good shit about this game. Nothing but good stuff. I haven't heard one complaint yet.
I haven't seen any score less than a 9 in any website I've gone to look.
And I haven't heard anybody say anything bad either. I talk to people on EverQuest all day, and half of them are playing that at the same time. They're just like, all right, well, I'm going to go play Guild Wars for 2 hours while we get ready for the raid. You know, and they can't say enough good things about it, you know. We were talking about Dead or Alive before. You know, there is a Dead or Alive 4 coming out. Amazing graphics. I'll tell you what, I've never seen shit like that.
There wasn't an awful lot of jiggling going on, though. It seemed like...
Maybe they did tone it down a little bit, at least for E3, but I'm sure that it's probably adjustable.
Okay.
They need to just go ahead and make a point, though. Let's get it over with.
They really do.
They really do. Just make some hate
I know. That's exactly. Exactly. Let's just cut to the chase here, okay? All right. But there is, for fans of the even less... Well, even more scantily clad females of that game. There is a new Dead or Alive Extreme something coming out. It's Dead or Alive Extreme 2 is the only name I've seen for it. They never said Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball or nothing. And then they hinted at...
I'm thinking it's...
Softball. They hinted at other games, but they said not football. And they said something about mentioning baseball or softball to one of the guys at Sony, and he got all weird and quiet. So they're kind of assuming it's baseball. Yeah, so I don't know, but how cool would that be? A Dead or Alive, you know... Out on the diamond out there, that might be kind of cool.
That's cool. That's not bad.
You know, running around on the beach or whatever, I could see that. I could get into that more than I can volleyball, I think. Volleyball controls sucked for that game. I tried to play it, and it was terrible. What else was coming out for the Xbox? You know, Cameo, Elements of Power from Rare. That looked pretty
cool. I've been hearing good things about this.
You know, have you seen any video on it?
Certainly looks
interesting. No, I've seen screenshots, not video.
See, now, we saw a video of it, like, all 5 or 6 of them, and, like, I don't like the character design in that game, for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little World of Warcraft-ish.
Maybe that's what the problem is. But the creatures were cool. The creatures looked okay. Like, the character, though, the chick, whatever her name is.
I liked the gorilla with the spikes. I thought he was pretty cool.
That was pretty neat, but I don't know. I mean, that was probably the best of them all. I mean, they had some pretty neat ideas, though, like a pile of rocks that, like, they all roll, and, like, you're just like a pile of rocks that, like, throws yourself out. Yeah. That was kind of neat. They had, like, a dragon, but it looks like some dumpy little... Sesame Street dragon.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
Seriously.
I don't know what it was. The character design
kind of... Or a boxing flower.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know about that either. You know, but I'll tell you what was impressive. Seeing that game running on Xbox 360 hardware.
There's like 1,500 dudes
on
the screen.
On the screen. Out there fighting. It was pretty impressive.
And that's what I'm talking about. The sheer power.
Yeah, they can put all this kind of crap on the screen, and you're not seeing any kind of slowdown either. I mean, you're watching like 1,500 dudes... out on a field kicking some ass, and you've got this one person that's, like, morphing into different things, just laying waste to them all. Which, you know what, this is an Xbox, but I have to mention this freaking game. What the hell is that game called for the PlayStation 3? The one with the sword.
Oh,
the girl.
The Heavenly Sword?
Heavenly Sword. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Holy mother of God. Kobar comes to... He's like, dude, you gotta watch this game. I'm like, no, whatever. Like, I tend to blow him off, you know. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I know it's gonna be some crap like Mist that I'm not gonna like.
I know C4. I know how to what he needs to see.
We're like 3 seconds into this video, and I'm just like, I'm drooling. Okay, you got some chick, some hot chick, okay, with red hair. So right away, I'm sold. Okay, scantily clad. All right, so now I'm opening my wallet with like these crazy moves. I mean, like the swinging sword all hella fast, flying through the air, jumping around, doing the coolest stuff I've ever seen.
This is like God of War with a chick.
With a yeah,
it
yeah,
looked
but,
a lot like
but
that.
Still had all the crazy, ridiculous moves. I mean, this I'm sold. I have got, it's called Heavenly Sword. And, oh
yeah, I'm checking out the screenshots right now. It looks pretty good.
Dude, it looks so, you gotta download some video or something because my mind was blown. It was so cool. It looks like.
You're just wasting this army here. It's like thousands of people here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there was tons of dudes and this chick just mows them down. I mean, there's a part in whatever, one of the videos where there's like, a whole army that she kills, you know, and that's what I want to play. I want to play that, and I like the smooth movement, kind of fast kind of shit, like, you know, oh man, I'm sold. I really, really wanted to make sure that we mentioned that game, at least today, because I felt pretty good. It made me happy, along with Burnout Revenge. Did you see, wait, if you played Burnout, did you play Burnout 3 at all?
Okay,
for anybody who played that or didn't play it, okay, you got the cool races and all that, and you unlock all the cars, the racing is fantastic. We covered Burnout Revenge and two shows ago or something too, so we know a little bit about it, but now that we saw footage of it, right, the turbo is even more intense looking. I mean, like, I could have sworn that I jerked back in my chair when I'm watching the video and the guy hit the turbo, you know, like it was just pressing me into the chair. It was awesome, right? So then they're showing some of the crash courses, right, where the whole thing is you've got to basically go as fast as you can and take a jump or something and land in traffic and basically create the biggest accident you possibly can and do as much damage as you possibly can. And that's a big part of the Burnout franchise. So, you know, we're watching the video and I'm like, wow, you know, the turbo's really cool. There's lots of flying around. He's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It slows down while you're in the air. You know, I mean, it's a really cool effect. And, okay, when you get a certain amount of crashes and you get something called a crash breaker, which means you press the R2, it happens to be on the PlayStation 2 controller, and you explode. So, like, your car is wrecked, you can't drive or nothing, but there's a huge accident going on around you. And, you know, you've still got, like, 4, 10 seconds, whatever, left in the event, and there's no more cars that are driving down the street or whatever, so, like, you're not getting points anymore. So once you hit a certain amount of wrecks, you get something called a crash breaker, which basically means your car explodes, flies up in the air, and you have a little bit of control where you can steer it, right? Now, it was cool in Burnout 3. And we're sitting here watching the video for Burnout Revenge. And
all of a sudden, he presses this button, and, like, it sucks all the sound out of the room, so it goes...
It's
like a spectacular nuke or something.
It is so awesome.
It was a really awesome effect.
Yeah, because like the screen pulled back and it just it was just wild, man. I mean, it felt good, and I wasn't playing. I think I wet myself. I mean, God, I am really, really looking forward to that game. It's amazing, and there's a lot of stuff that I was looking forward to now that I wasn't so sure about, like Perfect Dark Zero, which suspiciously didn't show up, I guess, at E3.
There was a couple games that suspiciously didn't show up at E3.
I'm glad Conker made
no.
it. No.
I don't mean any of those good games they announced from Nintendo I'd ever expect. So
okay.
What is it? So
some
guy
knows
the one that's coming on the 360, though, right?
Yeah, perfect. It's from...
Oh, right, not that it's going to be on.
Rare.
No, I used that one there.
Yeah, it wasn't there.
I don't expect to see that one for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to take their sweet-ass time. Just
you know they are, dude.
Just like the guys working on Ghost. Amp 3.
They had a Ghost Roller.
Dude, I know, and I was going to try to avoid it, but I couldn't help but say it. No, because we do have a little PC games, a little bit of news. I didn't see, a whole hell of a lot on PC games because, frankly, it seemed to me that this year was all about the consoles.
Some of the better ones seem to be coming for the PC.
You know, I saw crap like, okay, well, what did you see? Myst 5?
I don't know how into that I am.
Yeah, that didn't look so hot
because
at all.
Because I didn't like Uru at all.
Mm.
And this is like a combination between the original Myst series and Uru.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the real-time rendered graphics and the FPS-style movement. It just doesn't quite work right.
Yeah.
And so
they're showing the Fable Director's Cut that's coming out for the PC there.
Right, I got that written down, too.
I still am not sure exactly what's new in it.
Because it's not called... It's about 50% bigger than the one that was on the Xbox.
50%? So,
again, not hard to do. Apparently that game you could beat in like an hour or something like that.
Yeah, it was a 10-hour game.
You said 50%, though?
So now it's a 15-hour game.
There you go.
Still, that's a lot of quests.
That's a lot, but does it matter? You played through it already. It didn't take you very long. And how are you going to control that crap on a computer, though?
Besides,
like you said earlier, earlier you said we were going to have control problems on the PC, and
most
I think you're
definitely made for a controller.
It definitely is. Now I'm set. I can hook up my Xbox controller as long as they have function in the game to use a control pad. I imagine they will.
Yeah, well,
I sure hope so. You know, I mean, what else did they have? They had some game called Enemy Territory Quake Wars from id, which, yeah. Like, I'm not so sure what to think about that. It looked pretty cool. It reminded me of, like, I don't know, it looked like another war game, though, from id, though.
Right.
I don't know what the hell to make of that. With it, I'm sure it had, you know, it had like aliens and weird crap in it or something. But you know, I mean, it was like a military type thing, and I wasn't.
Wait, which is this?
It's called Enemy Territory Quake Wars.
Quake Wars.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. No, I stumbled across it today. I never heard of it either, and I'm sitting here watching what I'm looking at. Like it's military stuff, and I'm like, what the hell? Really weird. Really weird. There was a new Serious Sam. There was a Serious Sam. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically more of just point and shoot, which is good. But I don't know. I've never been too big fan of that series.
For example, Oblivion is coming out for the PC.
They had a Gothic 3 there actually. That was pretty funny.
God, are you reading my notes?
Gothic.
No.
You're able to read my mind or something, but yeah.
No, they actually had Gothic 3 on display. They were trying to get it to load, but it just wouldn't work.
Really?
Which is not exactly a good thing when you...
Did you end up ever...
You're trying to check it out, and it crashes the first 5 minutes.
But did you see any of it, though?
Just like a little, like, the intro part crash.
I'll tell you what. It was impressive.
Really?
It was.
I'm a pretty big fan of the Gothic series.
Yeah, I didn't care for the series myself.
I've never played them.
What, Rybo?
I'm not a fan of the Gothic series myself. It's like any other MMO. It's like Morrowind in a way. You can pretty much do anything in the world, and then just like world choices and whatnot.
Yeah, I just happen to like how they took it. I actually like the, for instance, the combat, which a lot of people don't. But
yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
But it looked beautiful. I can say that. I don't know anything about the gameplay, and I never played the other ones, but I'll tell you what, the graphics blew my mind. All these did, which is disgusting. The whole last couple days, I'm just sitting here going, my God, I gotta play this. Look how pretty this is. Look how pretty this is. Look how pretty this is. And I've never sat there and went, wow, I bet that controls great. I did on one game. The whole day, there was one game I said to myself, wow, I bet that controls perfectly. Zelda. The one game that I thought, wow, that looks like it works. Because they showed a lot of gameplay footage, and they showed, you know, I'm sure Burnout controls fine too, because they didn't screw it up last time.
A really cool long video.
Yeah, there's a half an hour video out there on the Twilight Princess, the new Zelda game, which, you know, as we all know, I guess, you know, it's coming out for the GameCube.
Basically, we got to see the entire playable demo played.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was long, and there was a lot of shit in there. It was really, really cool.
As well as Miyamoto and a couple other people talking about it, although. We didn't really get to understand what Miyamoto was saying because they didn't have a translator.
They had for some parts he would talk.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you know, he would just go on for like 5 minutes and then we'd get, yeah, he's a cowboy. You know? I'm like, what? But basically, I mean, what did they say the story was? Something like you start out like on a ranch or something and you learn to control the horse and...
Yeah, you learn to control the horse and the character and all that kind of stuff on a ranch.
You know what? I mean, the cynical part of me says it looks like Fable meets Zelda.
You know... God,
you know, and also, I'll believe it when I see it, because I'm still a little too burnt from...
Exactly, because we saw this before. Exactly, Space World, we saw this before. We saw a video of a fat game.
You saw 10 seconds of a fat game.
And it looked so great.
Now you're seeing playable footage. It's going to be this style of game.
It has to be, because they would, if they scrapped it now, they would, I mean, oh my God, they'd have to start over again. I mean, there's you have to believe... You have to have faith.
Good God, Rybo. How can you be more cynical than C4?
You know,
how is that possible?
It's possible. It's very possible. I mean, we've been burned how many times in Nintendo so far?
Yeah.
How many times has Nintendo burned us in Super Nintendo? I mean, I'm not even counting the N64. I mean, we've been constantly burned by these guys for the past years. It's, you know,
that's true. That is very true. So now I have to take, and I know we've been getting into arguments on IRC about this, about why do I stand up for Nintendo so much, and we've been over it. And it comes down to, you know what, I seriously have to take, you know, a mostly kind of a quiet wait and see. We don't talk about Nintendo a whole lot on the show either. When we do, I say nice things. Because when I'm talking about it, I'm seeing a nice thing. You know, I'm not seeing, and why? It's because there's only a few games. When I see PlayStation, every time I turn around, it's a new PlayStation game that comes out that sucks ass. That's why I have to talk about it all the time, because that's what's out. You know?
Frankly, that's what made PlayStation 1.
Yeah, and it's
the Blitzkrieg barrage of crap.
It is.
And You throw enough shit and something's gonna stick.
That's the truth. You know, I mean, they do have some fantastic games, and there's a lot of stuff for the well, maybe not a lot, but there's a couple things for the PS3 that I'm already looking forward to, you know? I mean, that Devil May Cry 4.
Yeah.
That's gotta be pretty good. You know, I know plenty of people that are gonna want to play that game. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the series is huge. Didn't 3 just come out here for the PS3? 3's
good.
Right?
Yeah, it did. It is really good, actually. But
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'm not feeling it.
Imagine, I don't feel it either, but imagine that game with 3 times the graphics, 5 times as much blood.
And
know?
If we're really lucky, a better camera system.
You know, yeah. and I mean, you got a winner on your hands. I mean, what about a new Tekken? Okay, fighting games are fun.
You know what? I'm so sick of Tekken. Yeah, if they never made another Tekken again, that'd be great. That'd be fine with me.
I'm on the same. I'm with you. Because
did
I can't
they,
stand
did
the
they
Tekken
drop
series.
The numbers?
No. This will be Tekken 5.
Yeah, Tekken 5, but didn't they have, like, Tekken Tag Tournament?
Yeah, yeah.
Evolution, Tekken that. I mean, this is like the 8th version or something.
They did.
Every time I saw mention of the new Tekken that's coming out, it was just called Tekken.
They're probably going to
I never
Tekken.
Saw a Tekken 5, never Tekken anything, just
maybe,
Tekken.
Maybe there is already a 5. I don't know. I don't
yeah,
I
yeah,
like
but Tekken.
Tekken
5 just came out, but,
okay.
I mean, there's other...
So 6?
There's other not in the numbered series, there's other versions of Tekken that.
Well, alright. Well, I don't really like the series anyway, but I know a lot of people that do. You know, I'm not one of them. But shit happens. But that's how we got Heavenly Sword. That's gonna be my game. That's gonna be the game that I buy the PlayStation 3 for. Suikoden 3 was the game I bought the PS2 for. That game made me buy that freaking console. And, you know, I'm happy with it. Thank God.
Final Fantasy X was what made me buy this.
Was there something that got you, Raibo?
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 2.
Metal Gear? Oh, yeah, okay. That's
I bought it for Metal Gear Solid. And, did you guys see the Metal Gear Solid 4 trailer?
You know, I didn't see
somehow we skipped it.
No, I watched it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
But I didn't see a trailer. I ended up watching.
Well, it's just like an announcement, really.
Yeah, and it was more like a let's mash, you know, let's oh man, I don't know. Go on. I was
oh,
not happy
right.
by
that's
it.
Right.
That weird little let's suck his dick a little bit more, you know.
No, I mean, I'm excited because the big thing about it was, I don't know if you know this or not, Hideo Kojima was not going to work on Metal Gear Solid 4. He was going to give it over to the new guy.
Oh, that
and
explains a lot.
And that's why the trailer is so important, because it's saying that he is coming back to make the
All right, well, that definitely clears things up, because I sat and watched the whole of that thing going, what the hell did I just watch that for? I did not.
No, you have to understand why they kept saying, like, no room for Hideo or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't figure that out. I was like, this is so stupid. What's wrong with you guys? Show us the damn game, you know? And it didn't happen. There was some other stuff. There was you know what? This looked kind of stupid, and I've watched it. Something called Killing Day. This was the first-person shooter when they were like, you look like some kind of thug.
You know, it
not
had...
Not GTA San Andreas.
Killer 7?
No. It's called
Killing Day.
It was some first-person shooter, but
There was actually some pretty cool elements to it. Like, a lot of the stuff around you was very interactive.
Yeah.
Like, he shot the glass The glass bridge that they were sitting in, they crashed down.
That was neat. That was pretty
blowing
neat.
Up things in the environment and whatnot, and it seemed kind of interesting.
It did. I mean, I'm not one to play a first-person shooter on a console, but, you know, hey, there are people out there that can handle that kind of crap, so. And, oh, that one game, Dark Sector. Remember with the dude in the weird suit? His name was Hayden. It's
hard to tell what exactly this game is.
Yeah, it looks like it's Metal Gear, a little bit of Metal Gear Solid stealth type stuff with some, like, some kind of third-person shooting game, like Psygirls, but not sucking.
Right, well, more like action, because there was guns, and there was also, like, Psy-power-type
like
things.
Yeah, and then he had, like, psionics or something. Oh, it looked pretty neat.
But it was also not gameplay footage.
Yeah, we watched, you know, video. I mean,
it was
rendered
a big trailer.
Video, yeah. And it was pretty cool.
But the style was very interesting. And all the different types of abilities he had was pretty interesting, and it might be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, it does look promising. It does look promising. There was a couple things we saw that completely sucked ass, though. Like,
did you check out the 24 of the game?
No, I saw it on there.
They actually had that on display in the PS2 section. They would have people playing. It looked like any other third-person shooter... / true crime / based on a movie franchise game.
Yeah, that's...
It was beyond terrible.
I don't know why they would even...
It can't be as bad as the CSI game.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I actually played the demo of that. What else did I... The CSI game? That TV show CSI? I saw... What was the one that we saw that was just so fucking boring? Gauntlet. The new Gauntlet. Seven Swords or whatever the hell it's called. Dude...
It looked worse than a first-generation PS2 game.
It was...
It had no sound, except for them going, huh! Ah!
Yeah, I mean, it's not finished, but, like, maybe if they would have added music, it wouldn't have sucked so bad.
It felt like they weren't doing anything.
That was what got me. It was like, I was able to, because like, I did notice there was no music right off the bat, and I said, okay, I gotta look past the no music to what's happening. And it doesn't even feel that they're hitting the creature with their swords. And the guy in that one scene, he's running for the bridge to catch his buddy, and the creatures are hitting him, but he's not really reacting. He's just kind of still running.
And the particle effects look like Diablo 1.
Yeah.
Like that lightning
ball. Whatever, yeah.
It's straight out of Diablo 1.
It looks terrible. And then I saw, I hate to say this. I hate, because I really want this game to kick ass. And I've seen screenshots. They look fantastic, but watching gameplay made me want to cry. Age of Empires 3. It looked terrible.
Really?
I don't mean like graphic quality. I mean it looked good. Your little dudes were detailed. When somebody would get shot by a cannon, he would fly through the air. You'd see his shadow and everything, and smoke and everything. It was detailed. It looked boring as all sin, though, and the interface looked horrid.
Really?
I was really upset.
I mean, those are usually pretty good.
I know. Well, they dropped the ball on the last one, though. Age of Mythology?
Yeah, I heard pretty bad things about that.
That game was shit compared to Age of Empires and Age of Empires 2.
Well, not compared to Age of Empires 2, but
Age of Empires 2 is fantastic.
Well, most of their team went and did the Rise of Nations series, that's why.
Ah.
And actually, the good news is they're making a sequel to Rise of Nations. It's called Throne of Power or something like that.
Nice.
So that's good. Yeah, that's shaping up pretty nicely.
Didn't we have one of the developers from Rise of Nation in the IRC channel for a while?
Yeah, he did stop by for a while, didn't he?
Paul. Can't remember his last name.
We had the celebrity in the chat?
That's, yeah. Our moment of glory. That's right. Let's see, what else did we have here? Wow, I'm actually getting kind of scared. Just because we're blowing through stuff, not getting to talk about stuff as much as I want. Ghost. That's right, you saw Ghost.
Yeah.
What did they have on that?
Not much.
Not much.
That will come out.
They had a girl there in a ghost costume, and then they were showing like some footage, I guess, of the current world or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it looked a little Metal Gear Solid-ish / Tomb Raider painting.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I got from it too. You see her walking around invisible and hanging off cliffs and flying around and jumping off of stuff.
I just don't understand what about this game is making it take so long. Now, I understand that it switched hands, twice now or something.
Wait, they're adding
What's going on is a Switch platform, like a bunch of times. Because originally when it first announced, it was supposed to be a GameCube exclusive. And then the Switch platforms and the Switch engines and, I don't know, there's a bunch of another bullshit.
All I remember.
Apparently they're getting it ready to come out whatever's supposed to come out at the end of the year.
I could have sworn I remember hearing it was going to be on all three consoles.
I'm pretty sure it was a GameCube exclusive. I mean, this is back like in 2000.
Yeah.
I think originally it was going to be a GameCube exclusive.
Well, now, if you go to the website, you see that they've added multiplayer to it. So they've stopped working on what we want to play, a nice, fat, single-player game here, and they added multiplayer to it.
Yeah, a bunch of people sneaking around, that sounds like
I don't know about all that. Just give me the freaking game already, you know? It's
I don't expect this game to be any good.
Neither does Kobar.
I don't have any hope for it.
We had this out earlier, and Kobar says it can't be that good, and he has a sound theory for this.
Every game that has ever taken this long to come out has been crap on toast.
Exactly right.
You can't win. You're going to get another Daikatana out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's something about a curse with video games that take this long. You might as well throw them out because they're not going to sell. They're going to be crap.
Yeah.
The one exception to that rule, though, is Morrowind.
Morrowind
took like forever to come out, and that was actually worth the wait.
But that's their shtick. That's what Bethesda
does. That's what their company does.
They take 5 years, but they make the game that just rocks you, you know? That's what they do. It's okay. It's like... You know, that's their thing, so let them do it, and they're not part of the rest of the circle, okay? They don't play with the other kids, right? But they do their job well, and we thank them, because, God, I hope Oblivion kicks ass. I mean, it looks freaking
good. And so, of course, they haven't said, which one have we gotten wrong yet? The 3 for 3.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. You played Daggerfall, right?
Yeah. Not very long.
Well,
I know.
No, what happened was, at the time, it wouldn't run on my computer. Oh. Like, 7 years went by, and I ended up getting it. And then when I tried to play it, I was like, oh, God, this is terrible. You know, I mean, it looked like shit, but I messed with, Ode played it for like 2 years. 2 years. That's all he wanted.
The same save?
Yeah. Yeah, because he could do anything. He had, like, a house, and he owed money to all these different nations. And
Daggerfall Sub was the biggest game, biggest RPG ever on a PC.
Nuts.
I mean, Morrowind is, like, not even a third of it.
Jesus.
Yeah, Daggerfall is huge. The problem was it was too big. But anyway, that's the whole thing.
Now I'm thinking, damn it, I want to play Morrowind.
The cool thing about Oblivion is they appear to be changing a lot of the little things that I didn't like about Morrowind. Like, for instance, the magic system. I thought the magic system was a little on the kind of weak side in Morrowind.
Well, they changed the combat, because I didn't care for the combat that much in Morrowind. Then they'll be on the right track.
Yeah.
I thought it was all right. It seemed to be okay for me. I didn't...
The combat, I thought it was too clunky. I mean, remember they had those things, Cliff Racer, they used to...
Oh, those guys pissed me the hell off.
Yeah, then you couldn't even hit them because you couldn't swing right or something. I don't know, I didn't catch the combat.
There was a problem with that, but you know what? See, my guy used a bow an awful lot.
Oh, actually.
So, I basically spent most of my time in long-range combat.
Did you ever try to play a solid mage?
No, I didn't.
And it's kind of...
No, my guy didn't have any spells, hardly. Like, the main guy that I played through that didn't really have... I basically shot everything from a distance, but I tell you, I could drop some stuff. It was cool. You know, the problem was I'd get into, like, a town and try to attack, like, one of the guards, and there was nowhere to run, you know, and I'd get smoked, and that would suck. But, you know, I miss that game sometimes. So, let's see, what else did we have? I know we had other stuff to talk about. Blue Dragon, an RPG coming out for the Xbox 360. I'm happy to say at least... There's, you know, some RPG goodness to look forward to.
What's it called?
Blue Dragon.
E3
Blue
was...
Dragon.
There was not anything, not even a screenshot available for this.
There was a title and a logo.
A title, a logo, and there was the project name, whatever the hell it used to be called, but I can't remember what that is now.
The RPGs in this year's E3 were very, very light.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. But you know what? Who needs more RPGs when you've got Final Fantasy XI come to the Xbox 360?
I do!
I don't see it, you know, to tell you the truth, and that's cool and all, but I don't see the Xbox audience embracing Final Fantasy.
I don't either. It's not gonna, it's a little gimmick for them. It's like, oh hey, we got Square, yay, they're gonna do something for us. Yeah,
well, hey,
great, you know what? People that wanted to play are already playing.
Exactly. With the expense it's gonna cost to port over, if they get 1,000 people to play it, they probably did okay.
Yeah. I don't think it'll go over too well. I really don't. You know what else? They're bringing back, they got Amped 3 coming out for the Xbox 360. Now, I liked the original one because...
Yeah, I liked it too.
You know, it was pretty good. The controls were decent. It had a lot of cool stuff in it. But did you play...
I'll tell you what, I looked the hell out of it in that SSX.
Yeah, right. I tried, SSX was decent, but man, I had some serious control problems with that damn game and didn't really play it, not half as much as Amped. But did you play Amped 2?
I never played Amped 2.
Well, good, because the controls are absolutely horrible.
Really?
They really kind of screwed the controls up in that game, so I hope they don't do that with the new one. And what I don't know, what I cannot remember to save my life, was did they have real places in that game? Either one of them?
The first one did, I think, yeah.
It did? Okay. Well,
the first one was more like a simulation, actually, of snowboarding.
Right.
It was all like crazy trick stuff.
Totally, right.
Yeah.
Which I liked that a lot. But, okay, I could not remember, and I was thinking about it today, and I couldn't remember to save my life if they had real places. But we were watching video for the Amped 3, and it was funny because the first scene in the video is flags blowing in the wind, and you see, like, the snowy mountain behind it, right? And I recognized the logo. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, where the hell is that? Kolbar actually wasn't in the room, and he heard me, like, all the way across the apartment go, oh, my God! And I realized it's North Star. And that was the only two times that I went skiing in my life. That's where I went. Right? It's like an hour away from here, you know, and I live nearby.
Isn't that
so
funny? Both of us have lived in this area for...
Ever.
Ever, and I've never been skiing.
I was dragged. I ended up, like, spending, like, an hour on the hill, and then I, like, this sucked, and I went inside and had some hot chocolate and played video games in the arcade.
Nice.
That's what I did there. That was my ski trip number one, I think. That sucked. They also had, Xbox 360 had, Quake Force, running on it.
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, nothing but, like, a few screenshots that I could come across, though. So.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
That's pretty.
Because that's how fast it was running.
So. Yeah, maybe. Very well.
Speaking of PC ports coming to the Xbox, did you check out the Half-Life 2?
No.
No bother.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know why they can do... You played Doom 3 on Xbox, right?
No.
Oh, you did?
I haven't...
I thought you did.
No, I want to. I have it sitting right here.
From what I've seen, it looks pretty decent. It looks more or less version.
Right.
But the in Half-Life 2 doesn't look anything like the PC version.
Really?
It looks a lot more jagged and just not good.
That sucks ass.
And it's interesting that they can get Doom 3 right, but they couldn't get Half-Life 2, right?
You know what I'm going to attribute that to? I'm going to say it's because Carmack is a god and he knows how to program correctly, and Gabe Newell can't even set his own fucking password. Okay? When you've got a leader like that, you know, shit is going to...
Hey, G. Newell, that's genius. Yeah. Genius.
It's Gabe N. It was...
Half-Life had to be a fluke with someone like that at the helm.
I guess so. But we actually are out of time. Yeah, I mean, we've got a few things that we could talk about. Like, you know, there's like four or five games here, but some of them I would like to talk about a little bit more at length. So
let me give a quick review for LEGO Star Wars.
Oh, you
gotta play this game, dude.
Oh, all right.
Dude, you gotta play LEGO Star Wars. LEGO Star Wars is amazing, dude. It is, okay. Pretty much, it contains all three movies of the recent trilogy.
Uh-huh.
You can play through all the key scenes, like all through the major action scenes from all three movies. It's you can play two player, and your second player can drop in and out anytime you want. It's very arcade-like. Each character you play has their own special moves and whatnot. Like the Jedi characters have their own, like the way they swing the lightsaber. Like the Dark Jedi characters have a different way they swing the lightsaber. It's awesome. What happens in the game is, like, you go through a level, right? You collect these little pieces. Like, remember in Sonic the Hedgehog, you used to collect the rings and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly like that. You collect these little Lego bits that eventually add up to your stockpile of Lego bits, so money or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
After you play through a story mission, you have the option of coming back and replaying that level with other characters. What happens is you have to accumulate a bunch of bits to unlock other cool characters that you can, like, go through the level with and, like, unlock other secrets and whatnot. It's pretty good.
Other cool Lego characters that you can unlock.
Yeah, there's like guards you can unlock, like Darth Maul and all these other badass like Star Wars villains from the series.
I admit I have heard nothing but at least relatively good things about this game.
Yeah, huh. I mean, you have to play it. It's very fun.
Can you play as Vader?
You can't play as Vader, yes.
See, that would be cool. He's the only dude that I think is really cool from the Star Wars series. The guy's awesome. He walks around in a black robe with a black mask, and he just goes all the time.
The cool thing about it is it actually feels like you're playing with Legos. Like, when you, like, when you're a kid, and you were building your Lego sets, and, you know, you're on your living room floor and bashing them around and whatnot, this is what you thought was going on in your head.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, when you destroy the other Legos, they break apart into, like, a million Legos and whatnot, and, you know, your headpiece pops off. And
nice. That's cool. Yeah, no, I heard you talk...
have that little knot on their head, you know, like, when they don't have a hat on.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's really fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. I would say
it's a glowing review for LEGO Star Wars. The only problem is it's a bit short. It's not worth the $40 they're asking for. Like, if you can find it for, like, $29 or so, or $19, it's definitely worth it.
Definitely worth it, though. Yeah. And plus, Vader, I'll tell you, Vader's the coolest word in the dictionary. That's my whole thing. Vader is a cool word. All right, man.
All right, dude.
We gotta end this, unfortunately. It's like seven. The problem here is it's like 900 degrees, and I'm dying. So I figured we could just record for hours, but you know what? I can barely talk now, and it's like I'm melting over here. All right. Well, thank you. Maybe if you want, and if we have time, maybe we'll do the next one covering some more of the games from E3 if you can and want.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you just stop on RC.
Awesome. All right.
All right, dude.
That's it.
All right.
Late.
Later.
Late.
Okay, guys, these eggs have given us a lot of trouble in the past. Does anybody need anything off this guy, or can we bypass him?
I think Leroy needs something from this guy.
Oh, he needs those devout shoulders? Isn't he a paladin?
Yeah, but that'll help him heal better. He'll have more mana.
Christ. Okay, well, what we'll do... I'll run in first, gather up all the eggs so we can kind of just, you know, blast them all down with AOE. I will use Intimidating Shout to kind of scatter them so we don't have to fight a whole bunch of them at once. When my shout's done, I'll need Anthony to come in and drop his shout too, so we can keep them scattered and not have to fight too many. When his is done, Bass, of course, will need to run in and do the same thing. We're going to need Divine Intervention on our mages so they can AE. So we can, of course, get them down fast, because we're bringing all these guys. I mean, we'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick. I think it's a pretty good plan. We should be able to pull it off this time. What do you think, Abdul? Can you give me a number crunch real quick?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm coming up with 32.33, repeating, of course, percentage of survival.
Well, that's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God, he just ran in.
Save him!
Oh, jeez, stick to the plan!
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go.
Stick to the plan, Jeff.
Stick to the plan.
Oh, gee. Oh, fuck. Give me my intervention. Hurry up.
Shout.
Insane, I can't cast. I can't move. Am I lagging, guys?
I can't move.
What the hell?
I can't aim.
Oh, my God.
The orcs keep
spawning. More responding. I don't think you can cast with that shit.
Oh, my God.
Shout.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, Leroy.
God damn it.
Leroy, you moron.
Leroy.
This is ridiculous.
I'm on it.
Dumbass.
I'm down. Forking down. God damn it.
Bastard's down.
I killed him before I could remove him.
God on this. God.
Oh,
see,
Spiffy Reza.
Why do you do this shit, Leroy?
I'm trying.
It's not my fault.
Who's Soulstone?
We do have a Soulstone up, don't we?
Great job, Leroy, you were just stupid as hell.
Over there.
At least I have chicken.